Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Ulitic, Indiana, an hour shy of sunup, and a farmer's getting to work. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, way before early, and a farmer is getting to work. All across America, farmers are starting another long day. Maybe it's time we said thanks. The American farmer is essential to the economy. That's why ADM works to be essential to him, creating thousands of products from his crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. Last week, I was speaking in Winnipeg, Canada, to the Manitoba Pork Council. The subject of focus was trade, U.S.-Canadian ag trade. In recent times, the United States and Canada have been drifting into full-blown war on ag trade issues. Now, first, we can't seem to get the market open for their beef. And second, we had the pork dispute on the imports of Canadian live hogs. Unfortunately, that's behind us now. And finally, Canada and Europe have joined to impose duties on a long list of our exports to them because we still have the Byrd Amendment in force, and that amendment has been ruled illegal by the World Trade Organization. And I'm pleased that the National Pork Producers Council and a number of other farm organizations are lining up to push through legislation to get rid of it. Our trade relationship has not been healthy. We're supposed to have a North American Free Trade Agreement. U.S. farmers and ranchers export 30% of what we produce. One of our highest priorities should be to keep the trade channels open. We can't afford such bickering with our closest neighbor and best customer. Let's take beef first. We have great prices, demand is up 25%, consumer confidence is high, and then I pick up the Washington Post and I see an ad placed in the paper by RCAF stating mad cow is fatal in animals and linked to fatal disease in humans. That's one of our beef associations trying to frighten us, frighten consumers. Now, what does that do for consumer confidence? How irresponsible can you be? No one, I say no one, is going to get mad cow disease anyway. If we're not going to open our market to Canadian beef, how can we expect the Japanese to open their market to our beef? With the ITC ruling that there is no injury to U.S. pork industry from imports of live Canadian pigs, now I'm optimistic we can move ahead and solve other trade disagreements. Starting with beef, let's open the market. And then the Byrd Dumping Amendment, get rid of it. And let's pass the Central American Free Trade Agreement also. We're all in this trade business together. We need long-term relationships with producers, processors, elected officials. Integrated trade and business in North America is a key to economic vitality for all of us. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.